In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss expertise, memorization, and the power of the brain.
You know, Alan, a father of a friend of ours
yes.
was the national chess champion of Hungary before they escaped, before the Second World War.
Yeah.
And they would put him up in the hotel room, lock the door, and down in the lobby of the hotel, there were 30 chess players with their boards, playing him, playing against him. And they would come to the room and say, player number 17 just moved his horse from here to there, and he would make his move. Can you imagine simultaneously playing against 30 people, all having it all in your head?
Well, how do you memorize?
Now, this is the capacity of the human brain. It's awesome.
Well, yes, but not my brain.
It just tells you what we are capable of. Danny Barenboim has a photographic memory. So you show him a page of music, and he says, thank you very much, that's it. And he knows it. Now, that's another amazing gift.
It's a gift, but I don't like those people.
Mozart. Yeah. Mozart composed entire symphonies in his head. He had them in his head. When the time came down to write them, it was just a mechanical thing. He was not composing anymore. While he was, shall we say, copying, because it was all there, while he was writing one, he was already thinking of another symphony.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable. So that's why if you look at Mozart's manuscripts, mm-hmm. they are so neat. No drafts, no crossing, no scratching, no erasing, nothing. Perfect, neat symphony, as if someone else copied it for him. On the other hand, Beethoven, my goodness, it's like a battlefield. His manuscript is violent with things crossed off, and you can see the man is struggling with the creative process. Mozart is all there. Now, how do people do that?
Born that way. Genetic, I'm telling you that.
Well, how about visual? Can you conjure up a landscape? You went with Roselle to a gorgeous spot 10 years ago.
Yes.
You close your eyes.
Yes, I can.
You see the lake, you see the mountains, you see the people, you see the chalet, wherever you stayed.
Yeah.
You see it, right?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
So you have this gift.
No, I have a memory of that. It's much easier for me than to say, because every time I see an actor, one-man show or one-woman show, get up there, you know, and not get up. See, movies are easy because then they feed you the lines between the takes. But plays, I can't even fathom how they do that. And I always ask them when I interview them, I say, how do you memorize? And they always sort of wave it off.
Yeah, you know, some painters look at you, then they go home and they draw your portrait.
Yeah.
I find it mind-boggling. So we do have this capability. You know, to answer your question from before, how do I memorize?
Yeah.
I read music the way you read a newspaper. I don't need the cello in order to memorize a piece.
Right.
Furthermore, especially when I sit on the airplane, I fly twice, three times a week, so I have a lot of time, and the hum of the engine creates this white noise, which means that all the pitches are there, you know, the engine. So you can be selective and actually imagine any piece of music you want. So I sit on the plane and I go through pieces of music. I don't know how it happened, but that's maybe it's years of training.
Do you ever have to tell the guy who's sitting next to you to shut up?
There was a musicologist in England. His name was Tovey. And when he was a child, he didn't realize that he was endowed with this gift. He would go through a musical score. And when he finished, he would applaud because the piece was over. The one thing I don't believe in, and that's maybe important to say, is memorizing by rote. Just mechanically memorizing.
Well, we've often spoken of your Asian students who are more apt to do this by rote.
Absolutely.
Right?
They memorize by rote, or they depend on finger memory. They rely on the muscles to remember where to go.
Interesting.
You know, you repeat, if your muscle repeats something for thousands of times, after a while it will do it without thinking.
Is that bad?
It's bad because if the strand snaps, If there is a disturbance or something, you will not be able to come back in.
Interesting. I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
On the contrary, if you memorize intelligently, creatively, if you understand the structure, If you memorize a Shakespeare play and you know the plot, you understand the development, even if you miss a word or even if you miss a sentence,
yeah.
you will jump in. You will be able to connect again. It's safe. So intelligent memorizing means understanding the harmonic progressions, the structure, where the second theme comes in, where the recapitulation is. You have an idea of like an architect. You see the entire building. Okay, so you skipped something, but you jump back in. So I warn my students to understand what they are doing. Also, your performance becomes like a TV dinner when you memorize like this. You know, you take it out of the freezer and you put it in the microwave and you serve it. If something changes, say your pianist changed a little phrase.
You're done for.
You're done.
Yeah.
But if you understand the music, I said, okay, so you respond in kind. So if he embellished or if he slowed down, or you can respond. If you memorize by rote, mechanically, it's frozen in place and nothing can happen. And also, we have to be so aware of the moment. With all the preparation from the past, you are playing at the moment when of the concert. If you go into a dry hall, the acoustics are different. You have to change your interpretation. You have to maybe articulate more clearly, maybe slow down a little bit. Maybe so many things have to happen at the moment. So memorizing mechanically is very dangerous.
That was Alan Shartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.